So, a slight recap of exactly what's happened over the last 3 days. One, Monday, I watch a not really, like, a half-effort, annoying Marte, bad baseball game. I stay up late, and I watch that one. Then, yesterday, I don't stay up late, and they win in dramatic fashion in the top of the ninth inning with Castellanos and Johan Rojas. Then today, I watch a 2-1, absolutely terrifying, awful played baseball game by the Phillies that they won to make them 21 wins. So much fun, day game, Cleveland. So much fun.
Yeah, it was fun for the first 2 innings, and then it got a lot more nerve-wracking. I will say the 6th and 7th with Matt Strom and Frank, those were fun, satisfying innings. The 8th and 9th were yikes. And the 9th in particular, how much more scary can that be?
I think when Kimbrel at one point last year with the bases loaded and one out, that could be a little bit more scary.
Uh-huh.
Just slightly, and knowing the ball's not going in the right spot. But did you see the Phillies batters struck out 17 times today?
Not pretty. It actually was 18.
Oh, great. An extra number. An extra digit. I'm not happy about that. They didn't really play the greatest brand of baseball today, but they won. I guess that's a good thing. We have to be able to win. That was a really loud car that just went by. Hopefully that didn't get picked up on the audio. But yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah, not super pretty. I will say Bone played better than his numbers show with the 2 hits right after the warning track that were caught. Just missed home runs.
I will tell you, Anaheim is like the robbing home run ballpark of hits. I feel like so many hits this series have looked like they're going to go out and then they just die. So many hits. Schwarber had a couple. Stubbs had one on game one of this series. He had one that died on the warning track. Bohm's had a billion. And interest, just not really a home run friendly ballpark, clearly.
Clearly.
Now,
let's see.
Yeah, well, you pulled something up. The lineup construction today was very interesting. They decided to say no more Turner playing short. We're going to play Merrifield played second. Sosa played shortstop. Bohm at third, and then our good old friend Schwarber went into left field, and he had to make a catch at the end of the game, which I was just making sure he went back far enough and did his job, and you know.
Yeah, on a post-game interview, Soto said that he was just saying, "Oh, Kyle, please stop going back. Please stop backing up. Stop, stop."
Yeah, someone needs to explain to me why he was chosen for the post-game interview.
I don't know. He got the save. It wasn't a pretty save, but he got the save. That's why he's interviewed.
Because no one else really did anything, I guess that's why.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber did. So let's see, notable performances today. Kyle Schwarber, 2-for-4 with all of the runs.
Great.
Turk was 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. The worst performer today was Nick Castellanos, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts.
So much fun. He is so much fun to watch. I'm being extremely sarcastic if you can't like pick it up in my voice.
The other notable performance is Merrifield played well, 2-for-3 with a walk. That was nice from him.
Yeah, he did play well. That was nice to see. Just kind of see him look decent and get to play a little second base where he's natural. At a second base position, decent.
What did you think of Wheeler today?
To be honest, I didn't exactly watch much of Wheeler because my TV was frozen because the Wi-Fi guy was here fixing the Wi-Fi. So I didn't exactly watch much of Wheeler. I watched a lot of the bullpen and a lot of the end of the terrifying games. But yeah, not much Wheeler viewership from me. So you could give your opinion on Wheeler. I really don't have one.
He didn't look great. He didn't pitch great. He wasn't very efficient. But I like that he kept fighting and was still, like, for a normal average league pitcher, he still pitched well going 5 innings, letting up 1 run. That's not bad at all.
The thing is that, but that's just not Wheeler's status of pitching.
Yeah.
He didn't.
It's just good pitching.
Yeah, and it's going to be a flashback to reality. We're so used to unbelievable pitching, we have to get used to not so unbelievable pitching.
Yes, good pitching, but you know, can't complain about good pitching.
Yeah. So, any final thought from today's game for the Phils or this series of the road trip? Almost, this road trip's been unbelievable.
Phillies have been pretty nice. I think we need to do a quick 30-second segment on the world of baseball. 15 seconds on the bees.
Okay, sure, fine. Well, I'm kind of running up against time, but I'll do it quickly. I guess we should cover the bees. The bees, if anyone wasn't paying attention to the baseball world, or in Philadelphia, you were just paying attention to the Sixers game, which, shout out to the Sixers, they won and are probably going to lose, but we'll update you on that when that happens. The bees, the Arizona Diamondbacks game was delayed due to a bee colony behind home plate. Not your normal average delay, especially when it comes out that Jordan Montgomery has been scratched from the game due to bees. And that's the official post. So that happened. That was very, very interesting. What else did you want me to hit on for baseball?
Oh, the second notable thing is the Twins' 10-game win streak on the back of a magical sausage.
Yeah, the magical. Now I can leave the sausage to you because you're a Twins fan.
Yeah, so the Twins are on a 10-game win streak right now after starting the year off quite poor. And it all was about like a sausage thing that they had sitting in the batting rack and they just haven't removed. We don't know how it got there or why it's there. We just know that it's there and they haven't yet lost while it's there. So,
Well, the Twins keep hitting, baseball keeps getting stranger, and the Phillies have an off day tomorrow and then have to play on stupid Apple TV. So, moving in the right direction. So, Friday night, Apple TV Plus. I'll probably figure out a free trial way to get it, but no matter what, I'll be on after in some way. It's at home. It's a City Connect Friday night. Nothing really tending in the Phillies' direction except for the fact that for some reason in this game, the Phillies are favored 53.8% with Nola on the mound. He's 4-1 with a 3.20 ERA. And Jordan Hicks on the mound for the Giants, who's 2-0 with a 1.59. So something exactly doesn't add up why we're favored, but I'll take it, and hopefully we can win in the Apple TV City Connect disaster night. So I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off alongside Day Game Cleveland, a series win, an unbelievable West Coast trip, and off day tomorrow.